Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So you're hearing me, right?
Yes, yes, I can hear you. So, Maharaj, please allow me to say the first part to start the class. 外观大之音服务员聆听各位尊敬的奉行者大家早上好今天是2020年7月24日星期五我们今天又非常荣幸地邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡站着马拉之为我们继续讲述今天的佛家梵歌的逃课敬请聆听 Hare Krishna
So we're on Bhagavad Gita still.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Chapter 11 and
yep.
Verse number.
哈里玛尼，咱们上周讲到哪个时节了？应该讲51时节了。
Verse 51, Maharaj.
51.
Yes.
Is that move here? She move here, right? Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Gaur Premanand. Hare Hare
Bo.
Okay. Arjuna Vacha Jishpedam Manusham Rupam Tavasomyam Janardana Idanim Asmi Samvrita Sachetaha Prakatim Gata. Arjuna Vacha Jishpedam Manusham Rupam Tavasomyam Janardana Idanim asmi samvirtam sachetaha prakatim gata. Arjuna vacha jistvedam manusham rupam tavasomyam janardana. Idanim asmi samvirtaha sachetaha prakatim gata. Arjuna vacha jistvedam manusham rupam tavasomyam janardana. Idanim asmi samvritam sachetaha prakatim gata. You want to say it?
Arjuna vacha drishtvedam manushtam rupam
Tava saumyam janardana idanim asmi samvirtaha gacheda prakritim gataha.
Very good. Okay, the synonyms, word for word. Arjuna Vacha.
Arjuna Vacha.
Arjuna said.
Arjuna 说.
Drishtva.
Drishtva.
Seeing.
看到.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
这.
Manusham, human.
Manusham, 人类的.
Rupam.
Rupam.
Form.
形象.
Tava, your.
Tava, 您的.
Somyam.
Somyam.
Very beautiful.
非常美丽的.
Janardana.
Janardana.
O chastiser of the enemies.
征服敌人的人啊.
Idanim. Now.
Idanim. 现在.
Asmi.
Asmi.
I am.
我是.
I am.
我是.
Samvritta.
Samvritta.
Settled.
安定下来.
Sachetaha.
Sachetaha.
In my consciousness.
在我的意识中.
Prakritim.
Prakritim.
To my own nature.
我自己的本性.
Gata.
Gata.
Returned.
恢复了.
Translation. When Arjuna thus saw Krishna in his original form, he said, Oh, Janardana, seeing his human-like form, so very beautiful. I am now composed in mind and I am restored to my original nature.
译文. Arjuna 看到 Krishna 的原本形象时, Janardana 看到这个如此美丽的人体形象, 我的心现在平静了, 我又恢复了本性.
Yao Tzu, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Here the word Manusham Rupam clearly indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be originally two-handed. Those who deride Krishna as if he were an ordinary person are shown here to be ignorant of his divine nature. If Krishna is like an ordinary human being, how is it possible for him to show the universal form and again to show the four-handed Narayan form? So it is very clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita that one who thinks that Krishna is an ordinary person and who misguides the reader by claiming that it is the impersonal Brahman within Krishna speaking is doing the greatest injustice. Krishna is actually shown his universal form and is four-handed by Vishnu form. So how can he be an ordinary human being? A pure devotee is not confused by misguiding commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita because he knows what is what. The original verses of the Gita are as clear as the sun. They do not require lamplight from foolish commentators.
要指人形, Manusam Rupam 一词在这里清楚地表示, 世尊人格守神的形象原本是两臂形象, 这表明把 Krishna 当普通人轻视的人, 对他神性的无知, Krishna 如果是个普通人, 怎么可能展示宇宙形象, 并再次展示四臂 Narayana 的形象呢? 所以国家梵歌中非常清楚地声明, 谁以为 Krishna 是普通人, 并用不具人格性的梵在 Krishna 体内说话的谎言来误导读者,
那就是在极不公平地对待 Krishna。Krishna 真正展示了他的宇宙形象和四谛形象 Vishnu 形象，因此怎么可能是普通人呢？纯粹的奉献者不会被误导的人的薄伽梵歌评注所迷惑，因为他分得清是非。薄伽梵歌原意的意思是太阳一样清楚，不需要像愚昧的评注者，不需要愚昧的评注者的灯光。Yes.
Om Gyana Tuminandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shaksu Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sagadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Name Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desutarine Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavi Vimo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopi Kakanta Radha Kanta Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Right, so now we're coming to the end of this chapter.
我们现在基本上是接近了这章的尾声了。
And of course, more proof that Krishna is original, which is stated in so many places.
那这里面呢，就更加的证明了 Krishna 他是最原初的。那在很多的师节里面都有这样的证明。
Like Arjuna said in the previous chapter, Vyas and Narada, so many great sages in the past have said that Krishna is the supreme original, and now Krishna is saying it also. So therefore, it's true.
就比如说在之前的那个章节里面呢，阿朱呢就说，比如说像 Narada、Asita 很多的这些圣人。都证明了这就是这一事实，而 Krishna 现在也亲自宣布了这一点。
And Lord Brahma says, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Krishna is the supreme controller.
而且主 Brahma 呢，他说 Krishna 是Ishvara Parama Krishna， 也就是说 Krishna 他是至尊的控制者。
And then later he says, Ramadi Murti Shukalani Manatishna. There's so many different incarnations.
后来主 Brahma 又说呢，有那么多的化身。
Krishna is too Bhagavan. Krishna is original.
但是 Krishna is too Bhagavan. Krishna 是最原初的。
Yeah. That's in Bhagavatam many times, said by Lord Shiva, said by everybody. So here is Krishna just demonstrating.
而在圣严伯加瓦坛里呢，被主西瓦也这样讲了，而且被很多人也都这样讲了。那么现在呢，在伯加梵歌里 ，Krishna 他是在展示。
So Krishna, who was there, Arjuna's friend, but he could show the universal form, and he could show the forearm form, so that's what Arjuna was seeing, and then he showed back to the original. So that just shows that it all comes from Krishna. I'm Sarvasya Prabhu, everything comes from me.
Krishna, 他是 Arjuna 的朋友，他在这里呢，向 Arjuna 展示了他的宇宙形象。然后呢，又向他展示了四臂的 Narayana 的形象，然后呢，他又向他展示回了他的双臂形象。那么这里面也就意味着 Krishna 他是所有这一切的原初的源泉。
So then Arjuna is saying, now seeing this very beautiful form, you know, because the universe form is never described as beautiful, it's because it's showing all the destruction and creation and destruction and everything in the material world.
那现在呢Krishna 又显现回他非常美丽的形象，因为宇宙形象是不美的，在宇宙形象里面展现了所有的这些毁灭。
Like we go and we, you know, see what's going on in the material world, and we hear some news about wars or, you know, fires or floods, and mind gets disturbed.
比如说，当我们在这物质世界里生活的时候，我们会听到各种各样的新闻。这新闻里面呢，就有关于地震啊，关于发大水啊，或者关于战争啊。那当他听到这些消息的时候呢，就会让我们的心意很受打扰。
If we think about it, we know that all these people, whatever it looks like they're doing, dressing very nicely and, you know, sitting and eating very nicely or driving a nice car, living in a nice house, they're just on their way to hell.
但是当我们仔细想一下，就是想着在这物质世界里面生活的这些人们，他们可能穿着的很光鲜，然后吃着很丰盛的食物。开着好车，住着好房子，但事实上呢，他们去的都是地狱的方向。
It all leads to death.
因为所有的这一切呢，都会导致死亡。
But then if we go to the temple, or we meet, we have a kirtan, or we read the Bhagavatam, or we see the pictures of Krishna, we change, our mind becomes peaceful again.
但是呢，当我们来到庙里，当我们听到 kirtan， 当我们看到神像，这会儿呢，就当我们在阅读圣典不加瓦坛的时候呢，我们的这个心意又变得平和了下来，又变得平静了下来。
So we hope and pray for the day when we can always just keep chanting all the time and always, you know, be hearing and chanting about Krishna.
所以呢，我们就希望有一天呢，我们就可以什么都不做了，我们只是一整天的都只是去念诵 Krishna 的圣名，聆听关于 Krishna 的信息就好了，因为他是所有一切的源泉。
So just like Krishna tells Arjuna, think of me and fight. You know, that's what he's telling us. Do your work in the material world.You know, we have to live in the material world, but think of Krishna. Offer all the fruits to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna.
那就像Krishna 对 Arjuna 所说的那样，你想着我作战，那其实这也是 Krishna 对我们所说的话。他说呢，因为我们现在在这个物质世界，但是我们应该做的事情呢，是去履行我们的职责，但是呢，内心想着他，并且把我们活动的这个结果供奉给他，因为一切都是来自于他的。
So Prabhupada is mentioning how foolish people, you know, they think because Krishna looks like a human being that he must be one. Maybe he's a little stronger or a little more influential, but he's just another person. Even that's what Kamsa thought, Ravana thought.
所以呢，舒拉帕帕他就在想，这人他是多么的愚蠢，认为 Krishna 他就是一个普通人，也许呢，他可能比一般人稍微强壮一点，稍微漂亮一点，但是呢，他只不过也是一个普通人，普通人而已，就像是 Kamsa 所想的那样，或者 Ravana 所想的那样。
Ravana, even his own ministers, they were telling him that Rama is a Vishnu. He's not an ordinary person.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear the last part.
They were telling him that Ramachandra is the Supreme Lord Vishnu, Narayan. He's not an ordinary person like you think. You can't defeat him.
Mm. 那别人甚至于告诉了 Ravana， 主 Ramachandra 他其实并不是普通的人，他是主 Narayana。
But he couldn't believe. No, he's a man. Humans are very weak and no problem.
但是呢，他却不相信。他说他就是一个普通人，人是。 很软弱的，我击败他是毫无问题的。
So there's many people like that. Even we try to tell them about Krishna, we try to tell them you're not that body, you know, death is inevitable. They don't want to believe it.
但是呢，很多人都是这样的，告诉他你不是这具躯体，但是他只是不相信而已，很多人都不相信。
So Prabhupada mentioned this purport, which is the standard presentation of the Mayavadis.
So Srila Prabhupada in this Yaozhi li mian so tidao de ne jiu shi Mayavadi de biaozhun.
They know the Bhagavad Gita, it's Krishna standing there talking.
那他们因为 Mayavadi 他们知道国家放歌呢是 Krishna 在那站着宣讲。
Arjuna is talking and he's talking to Krishna.
Arjuna 也在讲话, Arjuna 在向 Krishna 说。
But they say it's not really the Krishna that you see, the man, it's some other, something beyond Krishna, some unknown, unseeable thing that's presenting this illusion of Krishna or something like that.
Sorry, Amar, you mean the Mayavadi saw that there is something beyond
it's very
Krishna?
Very confusing. Yeah, the Mayavadi say that it's not Krishna talking, it's a spirit beyond Krishna somewhere, within
Krishna. Okay. Okay, okay. 那Mayavadi在这儿他们所见到的呢，并不是 Krishna 在那儿讲，而是在 Krishna 之上的有一种精神，有一种灵体在讲。
So they're really cheating people to think this.
所以呢，他们是处在一种幻象中。那如果他要是这样的传授方式呢，那也就意味着他们是在欺骗大众。But
Krishna can hide from them. He's a supreme magician.
但是 Krishna 他就是至尊，他并不是在变戏法儿。
So they can remain bewildered like that.
但是, Krishna 就让这些 Mayavadi 们始终处在一种很困惑的状态。So
they're cheating people, and then they just cover Krishna over by their different crazy ideas.
所以呢，他们是在欺骗大众，他们只是用他们各种各样的很疯狂的概念和想法，把 Krishna 给遮盖了起来。
But Prabhupada saying a devotee won't be confused by this story. He
knows it's Krishna. But Shri Prabhupada said that Krishna's devotees will not be confused. They always know Krishna is Krishna.
I mean, not only Krishna says so many times in Bhagavad Gita, but he's the source of everything. And then he sometimes specifically says, Brahmano Pratishtham, I'm the source of the Brahman.
Krishna, 他不仅在国家放歌里面多次的讲到了他是一切的源泉，而且有的时候呢，他也会特别的讲他是 Brahma Pratishtha， 他是主 Brahma， 他是Brahma 的源泉。
So Prabhupada, you know, he saw that people were just using Krishna's name, Bhagavad Gita, and then saying whatever they want. So Prabhupada 他就注意到了这一点，人们呢有的时候就会因着Krishna之名去说一些自己想说的话。So when Prabhupada wrote his commentary, Vaishnava commentary, he called it Bhagavad Gita as it is. No, he's just presenting exactly what Krishna says, explaining it a little more clearly for our dull brains.
所以说呢，Shri Prabhupada 当他在给出 Vaishnava 的注释的时候呢，他就把它称为叫薄伽梵歌原意，因为它这里面呢是完全的原本原样的展现 Krishna 的话，但只不过呢是把它更加清晰的解释了出来。
In Kali Yuga, there's in every scripture, you know, different like Buddhism, the Bible, the Quran.So many people commentating and changing everything.
在卡利年代的所有的这些宗教的经典，比如说佛经或者是可兰经，那么都是经过很多人经过自己的推敲而注释的。
So fortunate, intelligent people, they read Bhagavad Gita because somehow the text is preserved. The original text is preserved.
但是呢，有一些有智慧的人呢，他能够读到原本的薄伽梵歌，因为这个最原本的整部的这个薄伽梵歌是被保留下来的。
And they take it what Krishna says is what Krishna means.
所以呢，他们当读到 Krishna 所说的话的时候呢，他们就会在想，那 Krishna 他说这话到底是什么意思呢？
Sometimes these mind bodies, they'll say, well, Krishna says this, but he didn't mean that, he meant something else.
那有的时候 mind body 他们就会说 Krishna 虽然是这么说的，但他其实并不是这意思，他是指的别的意思。
But when Krishna says aham, me, my, he means that. He knows what he's talking, he knows language, he knows what he's saying.
所以 Krishna 当他讲到我的时候，他其实他是完全知道自己在讲什么的，他对于他自己的语言是很精通的。
So like if I say, give it to me, and you say, well, he doesn't mean give it to him, he means give it to somebody else. That's foolishness.
你比如说我说把这给我，可是你的理解呢就是说他并不是说是要把这给我，他说的是要把这给其他的人。
So,
所以这样的理解呢就其实是很蠢的。
You have, you know, some idea like how confusing Buddhism, how many different presentations there are, that practically nobody knows what Buddha actually said.
就比如说这个佛教的教义就是非常的令人困惑的，因为有很多的版本使得大家其实根本就不是真正的知道佛陀到底是怎么说的。
So the last line here is very nice. Prabhupada says the Bhagavad Gita is clear as the sun. It doesn't need any small light to see it.
对，在今天这节诗的这个要旨里面呢，舒尔哈巴他就非常的清晰的说，而薄伽梵歌原意的意思呢，就像太阳一样清楚，不需要愚蠢的评注者的灯光。
Like if you take a small light into a dark cave, it will seem very bright.
比如说我们在非常黑暗的洞穴里面点起一盏小灯，就好像很光亮。
But if you put it out in the daylight in the sunshine, you can't even see it.
但是呢，如果是在太阳光下点起一盏灯的话呢，这盏灯根本就看不见。
So same thing like Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
同样就像主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 所讲的那样。
He was explaining that Vedanta Sutra in so many interpretive ways.
因为呢，当时 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他以各种各样的解释的版本去讲解 Vedanta Sutra。
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just was listening, but he didn't make any comment, he didn't ask any questions.
当时呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 只是在听他讲话，但是呢，他没有做出任何的注释，也没有提出任何的问题。
So Sarvabhauma, he was a great scholar and honored and by so many people as the most intelligent man in the world.
那当时呢 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他是一位非常的伟大的学者，而且呢被认为是全世界最有智慧的人，而且被很多人所尊敬着。
So he asked Lord Chaitanya, you don't understand, what's the problem?
所以呢他就问Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 你不懂吗？到底是什么问题啊？
And Lord Chaitanya said, no, the verses of the Vedanta Sutra are clear, just like the sun.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，在 Vedanta Sutra 里面的这些诗节都是非常的清晰的，就像太阳一样清晰。
He said, your explanations are like clouds, they're covering it over, hiding the real meaning.
但是呢，你的解释呢？就像是云一样，把这个真正的意思都给遮盖住了。
So ordinary people become bewildered by those kind of talk and think, oh, this is very wonderful. We can't understand it. But Lord Chaitanya told him, and Sarvabhauma was shocked. What do you mean?
所以呢，这个普通的人呢，当听到 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 的这些解释的时候呢，他们就会因为不知其意，所以说呢，也就这样去理解了。但是呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这么一说呢，把 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就给弄清楚了，他就在想，您是什么意思呢？
Because everybody honored his explanations.
因为所有的人都非常的尊重 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 所提出的解释。
So then Lord Chaitanya explained, real commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, which is Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就解释了 Vedanta Sutra 的真正的解释，真正的意思。那么这个真正的意思呢，就来自于圣典薄伽瓦坛。
Because Sarvabhauma was so shocked, he said, well, what is your explanation? If you think mine is not good, what is yours?
所以说，因为当时 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他就非常的震惊，他就说，那如果您要是觉得我的解释不好的话，那您的解释是什么呀？
So, Lord Chaitanya started speaking, and Sarvabhauma was obliged to listen, because Lord Chaitanya had listened to him for 1 week.7 days.
所以说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就开始解释，然后呢，Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 呢就必须得听。原因呢，就是因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经听他解释了7天了。
And then Sarvabhauma understood it.
然后小尔巴马巴达查拉就明白了。
So if anybody will, actually read Srila Prabhupada's purports, they can wake up from, you know, and see the light.
所以说，如果要是任何一个人阅读了 Srila Prabhupada 的要旨的话呢，那他就能够醒过来，并且呢，看到光明，看到光亮。
You can see themselves as a spirit soul, and, you know, when you hear properly the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we can understand.
It's
turning on the light in the morning.
当恰当的聆听了薄伽梵歌、薄伽瓦坛中的正确的注释之后呢，任何一个人都能够理解我们是灵魂，我们并不是这具躯体。那么就好像是在清晨见到了光明一样。
So, we're very fortunate because Krishna is letting us see his beautiful form.
我们是非常幸运的，因为 Krishna 他允许我们见到他美丽的形象。
In many ways, of course, you know, and Prabhupada, he was very determined that everybody could see the form of Krishna, so he engages so many artists to draw the pictures of Krishna.
那就是因为那像这个 Srila Prabhupada 他非常的坚定的是要让我们见到 Krishna 的形象，所以说呢，他就会安排那么多的艺术家要画出Krishna 的形象，并且呢，在世界各地的来传播这些形象。
And he gave us all the pastimes of Krishna.
Prabhupada
said the pictures are the windows to the spiritual world.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，这些画卷呢都是通向灵性世界的一盏窗户。
And then.Of course, we have the holy name, Lord Chaitanya gave the Maha Mantra, which is a non-different form of the Lord.
然后呢，我们还有 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所给予我们的主 Krishna 的圣名。那么这个圣名的形式呢，和主 Krishna 的形象是没有任何区别的。
And, you know, anyone who sees the form of the Lord, they'll become attracted.
所以说呢，当我们看到这些图像、听到主的信息的时候呢，我们就会被吸引。
Like Arjuna, his mind was very disturbed seeing this. Like this universal form is like seeing all the floods and all the forest fires and all the bombs and all the, you know, earthquakes and volcanoes and everything in the world all at once.
但是当尔朱娜他看到主克里斯那的宇宙形象的时候呢，他就很被打扰。那么这宇宙形象呢，就是在同一时间内，你就可以看到所有的地震、所有的海啸、所有的这个天崩地裂、所有的这些这个灾难。
If we just see one little video on the news of a building on fire and people jumping out the window or a flood that's just wiping out everything.You know, it's very frightening to see how powerful the material energy is. Arjuna saw all of it all at the same time.
如果我们要是在视频中看到一小段视频里面，展示的是一栋楼着火了，然后呢，那人们被迫从窗户上跳出去，或者说这个发大水了，然后这个水它如何把所有的一切都给冲走了，那么这些就已经让我们感觉到了。这个物质能量，它的就是这个物质自然的能量，它是多么的具有威力。
But that's the material world. Everyone is rushing towards death.
但是呢，尔朱呢，他就一下看到了所有这一切。但是呢，在物质世界本来就是这样的，就是所有的人其实都是在奔向死亡。
So we have to turn our attention towards Krishna, So we utilize this human life. Animals can eat and sleep and mate. They can learn so many tricks. But it's, they can't, you know, read the Bhagavad Gita. They can't think about the next life. They're just thinking about now.
所以对于我们来说呢，因为我们具有人类的身形，我们就应该很好的来利用我们在这个形体里的这个活动。那像动物呢，他们是可以吃睡，他们可以做很多事，但是呢，他们没有办法去考虑他们的人生，他们也没有办法去阅读像《薄伽梵歌》这样的经典。
Otherwise, the humans that aren't seeking spiritual knowledge.They're just like the animals. They're doing the same thing.
如果要是人类的生命，他如果不去探寻灵性的知识的话，他其实他过的就是像动物的生活，因为和动物做的事情没有什么区别。
They're eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
因为他们做的也都是同样的吃睡、防卫和交配。的活动。
And they're, you know, they protect their children, the mothers won't do anything to protect their children, they feed their children, they teach them how to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Same thing.
那比如说这个母亲呢他就会喂养这个孩子，教导这个孩子，然后呢教导这个孩子如何去吃睡、防卫和交配。所以呢，就人类的妈妈在做这些事情的时候，跟动物的妈妈们做的没有什么区别。
So I think we've learned a lot from this chapter, and it's almost finished.
所以我觉得呢，我们从这一章里面学到了很多。那这章呢，基本上就要达到尾声了。
So, let's see if we have any questions or any comments about what you remember from this chapter.
OK, 那我们来看看我们对于这一章里面有没有什么。我们已经记着的这些知识点，从而能够给出一些评述，或者有没有任何的问题？I think maybe everybody is still very absorbed in. Okay. Here is a question. The question is from Rajendra Prabhu. Hare Krishna, 感谢 Maharaj, 谢谢翻译和主持。假我也分善良、激情和愚昧三种吗？ He has three questions, so let's say them one after another. He said that, Maharaj, thank you very much. Is that true that the false ego also has been divided as the in mode of goodness and in mode of passion and also in mode of ignorance?
Yes. That's described. False ego means our identity, what we think we are instead of a spirit soul.So,
因为这个假我呢，假我呢，它是认同于我们的这个躯体。它 ，sorry, Maharaj, the false ego is in the identity of
that.
So,
ego means identity. So, real ego means I'm a spirit soul. I'm a servant of Krishna.
那真正 ego 就是身份，那么真正的这个自我呢，就是知道我们是灵性的灵魂，是 Krishna 的仆人。但是这个假我呢，它是在这个物质自然的属性的影响之下的，所以说呢，它会分为善良、激情和愚昧的三不同的这种属性
And false ego means any idea that I'm something other than a different than a servant of Krishna.
那这个假我呢，也就意味着我把我的这个身份认同于除了是 Krishna 的仆人之外的其他的身份。
So if you look in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, chapter 88, verse 3.
如果你要是看国家圣典博伽瓦坛的第十篇chapter 3, right?
No, verse 3, chapter 88.
Oh, okay. 如果我们要是看圣典博伽瓦坛的第十篇的第88章的第30节。
Shri Shuka Uvacha, Shiva Shakti Yutakshasva, Trilingo Guna Samvrita, Vaikarikas Taijasas Cha, Tamasas Che Yaham Trida.Sukadeva Goswami said, Lord Shiva is always united with his personal energy, the material inner nature, manifesting himself in three features in response to the entreaties of nature's modes. He embodies the threefold principle of material ego in goodness, passion, and ignorance.
这译文是这样的，是Sukadeva Goswami 说，主希瓦始终和他自身的能量物质自然连在一起，他以三种特征展示自己，以回应自然山属性的祈求，故而他体现善良激情和愚昧属性中的物质假我的三种原理。
So yes,
所以说是的。
Doesn't explain exactly there, but.
所以说呢，就在这经典里面就有这个完全的这个解释。So the next part of his question: 人如果不为至尊主服务，就是恶魔吗？因为生物有两类：至尊主的奉献者和恶魔。So if the human being is not rendering the service to the Supreme Lord means that this person is a demon, right? Because in the living entity, there is only two type of beings. One is the devotees of the Lord and the other one is the demons.
You could say that. We don't want to start calling everybody a demon who's notserving the Lord.
就是可以这么去理解。可以这么去理解，但是呢，我们可不想现在就所有去称呼那些没为主做服务的人，就说他们是恶魔，不能这样去讲。
So there are people that they're not against Krishna, they just don't know about service. That's why we try to preach and help them.
因为有些人呢，他们没有为主做服务的原因呢，是因为他们是不知道，但是呢，他们并没有反对主，那所以就是为什么我们要把这个为主服务的这个信息呢，要传递给他们，要让他们知道有这么件事儿。
If we don't want to go around calling everybody a demon.
但是我们可不想到处走着去称呼所有人为恶魔。那么其实这些人呢，只不过是被恶魔的一种倾向所笼罩着，也就意味着他们是处在黑暗之中。所以呢，我们是需要把这盏灯给他们。So the next part of his question is that 怎样能实际地感受到奉献服务的直接体验？
怎样实际地感受到奉爱服务的直接体验。
How to experience the devotional service. How to directly experience the feelings from the devotional service.
Just do it. Whatever you do, you're going to experience something from it.
您只是去做奉爱服务就好了，因为您无论做什么，你都会从中得到一些体验的。
And, you know, depending on our motive for doing it, if we're doing real devotional service, means we're just doing it completely for Krishna and Guru and Krishna.
而且呢，这也取决于我们在做这个奉爱服务的时候，我们的动机是什么。如果我们真正的是在做奉爱服务的话，那也就意味着我们做这些服务仅仅是为了要取悦 Krishna 和取悦 Guru。
So, but some people do the activities mixed. You know, if you mix devotional service with jnana or karma, you know, we're doing this for my own benefit, doing it, praying to Krishna for money or something, we'll experience different results. To experience kind of what we read about in the gopis or something, we have to be totally doing everything just for Krishna.And that's what we pray for. That's what the prayers of the acharyas are always about.
但是有的时候呢，人们在做奉爱服务的时候呢，他是处在一种混杂的状态下在做服务的。他把这个 jnana 和 karma 也都混在了里面。他是为了要去满足自己的一些个人的这个利益而去为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的。但是我们所要祈祷的呢，是要像 Gopi 那样。就是全心全意的，只是为了让 Krishna 开心而去做奉爱服务，这个是我们所需要达到的这种境地。
So here is another verse about the false ego and the different modes. It's from the third canto, chapter 5.
还有另外一个师姐是关于处于不同的属性的假我的，那么这个呢是在圣典不教法坛的第三篇里面的一个师姐。
It says the false ego is represented in three different modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance.
这里面呢就讲到了这个假我呢。它是由三种不同的属性来代表的。
So when we think everything belongs to me or it's for me, that's false ego.
所以当我们在想所有的一切都是属于我们的时候，这个就意味着我们是在假我里。
I can read what Prabhupada says. It's funny. Those who are false egos in the mode of goodness, they think everyone is God.
那些处在，就是说帕帕他的解释啊，就说那些处于善良形态的人，他们觉得所有的人都是神。
So they don't appreciate devotees who are trying to serve.
所以说呢Sorry, Marsh, they think everybody is God, so they won't appreciate devotees who are trying to serve. Okay, 那是沙爸爸他写到，就是说他们认为所有人都是神，所以说呢，他们就不会去感激努力要服务的奉献者。
So they think, why try to serve God? Everyone is.
所以他们就在想，为什么要努力着服务神呢？因为所有的人都是神。
Those who are in the mode of passion, they try to lord it over the material nature.
但是那些处于激情形态的人呢，他们就努力着要去控制物质自然的能量。
So, probably some of them they may try to help other people, give charity. They think they're the, you know, special, save the world or something.
然后舍尔帕瓦说，就这样的人呢，他们就觉得自己好像是一个很特别的在拯救世界的人，所以呢，他们就会去做很多好事儿，然后呢，会去给人以布施，去帮助别人。
And the false ego, finally they think they can become one with God.
然后呢，最终呢，这假我他就觉得呢，他可以和神合一。
And then in the mode of ignorance, everything just around their own body.
然后这个处在愚昧属性的人呢，他们就觉得所有的这一切都是围绕他的身体展开的。
But Krishna is so kind that he comes and he, you know, gives Bhagavad Gita and everything.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他非常的仁慈，他来了，并且呢，他把博迦梵歌赐给了我们。
So, Rajendra, I recommend you read this third canto, chapter 5. There's a lot of information about the false ego and the modes of nature.
所以呢，Rajendra Prabhu 建议您读博迦瓦坛的第三篇的第五章。那么这里面呢，有很多关于假我和物质属性之间的关系。
False ego is a big topic.
假我是一个很大的话题。Next question.
In the database, there's almost 3,000 times we find the word false ego.
Sorry, in the Veda base, there was 300.
3,000 different places where false ego is talked about.
Okay.那么在这个韦达就是在这个韦达 base 里面有3000个地方都在讲关于假我的这个事儿。
Okay, next question.
Yes. Yeah, the next question from Dalji Mataji. 为什么主说梵歌14章讲的内容比前面讲的知识更好？Why the Lord said that the chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita is okay? Why the Lord said that the knowledge in the chapter 14 in the Bhagavad Gita is better than the knowledge from the previous chapters?
Yeah, it's very hard to say why Krishna says.
很难去理解为什么 Krishna 会这么说。
Probably because he wanted to say it. Maybe he wanted to make Arjuna listen really closely.
那么这个就是 Krishna 他当时他就想这么说来着，他可能他的用意就是为了要让Arjuna 更加专注的去聆听。
Because everything about Krishna is getting better all the time.
因为呢。关于 Krishna 的所有的一切都是总是比之前更好的。
It's always getting better.
因为关于 Krishna 的事情呢，它总是会变得越来越好。
For a devotee.
对于奉献者来说。
Like Arjuna said, you know, tell me more and more because I just relish to hear more and more.
就比如说耳朵呢，他就会说呢，你告诉我更多的信息，因为呢，我更加的有滋味，就是听到所有的这些信息呢，让我觉得更加的有滋味。
Maybe it is better.
那所以说呢，这《博迦梵歌》第14章的内容，也许可能的确就是比前面的要更好。
Like it said that Krishna.And Mathura is good, and Dwarka is better, and Vrindavan is best. But it's always Krishna, it's always wonderful. If you try to rank things, you know.
Yeah, 就比如说呢，有这样一个师姐，就说呢 ，Krishna 在在 Mathura 是很好的，但是呢，在 Dwarka 呢就更好，但是在 Vrindavan 呢就好上加好。 所以说呢，就是关于 Krishna 的一切呢，总是特别好。
Which verse does he say that?
但是Krishna 在哪个世界里面是这么讲的呀？十四章的哪个世界里面是这样讲的
？Chapter 14, right?
Yeah, yeah. She said she's only asking the 14, but didn't mention particularly which verse. 道君马大姐，如果你要能提供一下是哪个世界的话，你就写一下行吗 ？I'm asking her.
It just says in the English in the first verse. He says, "Best of all knowledge." Again, I shall declare to you the supreme wisdom, the best of all knowledge. That's the same.
Yeah. 那么在这第一十节里面，英文里面讲的是，我要再次给你解释这门至高无上的知识，最好的知识，掌握它的智者都能够达到最高无上的完美境界。嗯？啊啊，你 yes, Mar, 但是。Yeah, the chapter 14. 对，他就在这里面写的是最好的知识，并没有说是比之前更好。Marge, I cannot hear you.
Yeah, so in chapter 14, he doesn't say it's better. He just says, again, I'm declaring you this supreme knowledge.
对，所以就是在《薄伽梵歌》第十四章的第一十节里面，他并没有说这更好，他只是呢，就是说我要再向你讲述这至高，就是至尊的知识，然后写了一个最好的知识。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question is from 热爱生命感恩咕噜。怎样更好的引导成年的孩子走向 Krishna 知觉呢？学历越高越思辨。顶拜咕噜的莲花组，感恩您的解答。From this devotee, she's asking, firstly, thank you very much. And also, my question is that how to guide the adult child to...go to Krishna conscious, go to Krishna consciousness. Because the more well-educated, adult child, they are more speculative. So how to deal with this type of child? Thank you very much.
Can you repeat the first couple words I didn't catch?
Yeah, well basically her question is that, for the adult child, I mean, she has a child who has already become a grown up, and she said that this type of a child who are more educated is more has intention of speculation. So how to guide this type of speculative child to go to develop the Krishna consciousness?
Well, one thing is we have to pray. We're praying for everybody. And hopefully they can engage with something, you know, chanting the holy name, taking prasadam. If they're very intellectual, maybe they like to read. If they read the book, you know.
那我们呢，第一件事呢，是要为他们祈祷，就像是被所有的人祈祷一样。希望他们呢，能够从事至少某种对 Krishna 的奉爱服务，比如说可以去念诵圣名啊，或者是荣耀 prasadam 呢，然后就以这样的方式，也许呢，就如果他要是这个具有知识，如果他如果是知识性的话呢，那他可以让他阅读一点我们的书籍。
Same thing for all types of people, you know, we're trying to give them something of Krishna consciousness.
那其实这也
这也其实是我们对待所有人的方式，就是我们要试着把 Krishna 知觉的某一些方面的某一个东西给他们。
But they, you know, people get really entangled in their material life.
但是人们真正的会束缚在自己的物质的生活之中。
So, you know, we can't just sometimes just talk to them and convince them. We have to, you know, pray for them and somehow, that's why we make festivals and, you know, really, really nice prasadam that nobody can resist. So there's something about Krishna that they like and gradually get purified.
所以说呢，我们就不能够仅仅是这很生硬的去劝告他们要做这些事情，因为他们是受到自己的这个条件的限制的，所以呢，我们是要组织一些活动，组织一些节目，然后呢，要做非常好的 prasadam， 然后以这样的方式呢去吸引他们，然后希望他们能够从事某一方面的一点的这个弘法服务。
And praying. The prayers of devotees influence Krishna, inspire people to take to Krishna consciousness.
然后呢，就是祈祷。那么奉献者的祈祷呢，实际上是可以影响 Krishna， 来鼓励别人，变得具有 Krishna 知觉的。Marv's next question.
Okay. Next.
The next question from 智敏 Mataji. 顶拜 Guru, 谢谢翻译。当躯体众门为知识起名时，便能体验到善良形态的展示。梵歌第十四章的第十一十节中讲，怎么理解众门为知识起名？我们在生活中应该如何锻炼？ So this is a question related to Bhagavad Gita chapter 14 verse number 11. She's saying that when the gates of the body to be enlightened by the knowledge, then the person can experience the manifestation of the mode of goodness. So she's asking how to understand that the gates of the body to be enlightened, and also in our daily life, how do we protect, how do we practice that?
Okay, so the gates are the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth.
所以呢，这个众门呢，指的是我们，这众门呢，指的是我们的眼睛、我们的耳朵、我们的嘴、我们的鼻孔。
So that means when we eat in the mode of goodness, we use the eyes to see nice things, to see Krishna. We use the ears to hear about Krishna, and the nose to smell and flowers and incense and things offered to Krishna. We use the mouth to eat prasadam and to talk about Krishna and chant about Krishna.
Then
they get illuminated by goodness.
那也就意味着，如果我们要是用我们的嘴去吃善良形态的食物，然后用我们的嘴去品尝供奉给 Krishna 的 prasadam， 然后用我们的眼睛去看和 Krishna 相关的这个事物，用耳朵去聆听和 Krishna 这个相关的这个信息，然后用鼻子去闻嗅供奉给 Krishna 的香和花，那么在这会儿的时候呢，也就意味着我们的这个感官之门呢，它就被善良形态所点亮了。
When we get knowledge, you know, then we utilize these gates properly.
当我们获得知识的时候呢，我们就能够恰当的去运用所有的这些门。
In the mode of ignorance and darkness, and they eat all kinds of rotten meat and, you know, watch all kinds of really nasty things.
那么当人他处于欲念状态的时候呢，他就会吃各种各样的阿杂的食物，然后呢也会去做乱七八糟的事情。
We want to come up and, you know, Krishna conscious life automatically, we do those things because we're eating only prasadam and we're seeing pictures of Krishna, we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're utilizing these gates properly.
但是呢，当我们在进行 Krishna 知觉的休息的这个时候呢，我们所从事的活动就已经是自动的处在了善良性的心态了，因为我们在用我们的嘴在荣耀 Prasadam， 然后呢在用眼睛看和 Krishna 相关的这些图片，然后呢用耳朵也在听和 Krishna 相关的信息。
OK， read the purport, it's very quick.
所以呢请你阅读《博迦梵歌》第十四章第十一世界的要旨，那这里面的信息所给的是很明确的。So the next question from,
Okay. Next.
Yeah, the next question from next. Jaya Padma Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna, 顶拜亲爱的 Guru Maharaj, 感谢翻译和主持人。请问，当我们面对合作服务有分歧的时候，和谐是不是应该是更高的原则？不论对错，都应该闭嘴。可以分享一些 Srila Prabhupada 关于合作的逍遥时光吗？感谢您仁慈。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet, dear Guru Maharaj, and also thanks for the translator and also the host. So my question is that when we encounter some different ideas in our cooperation,is that true that the main harmony, that is the highest principle for us to follow? So it doesn't matter if the right or wrong opinions from the others. At that moment, we need to shut up. So could you share some leelas from Srila Prabhupada about cooperation? Thank you very much.
Again?
She is asking if it's okay for you to share with us some leelas by Srila Prabhupada about cooperation. She's asking, you know, when the devotees, when they are doing something together, however, if they encounter some different opinions, if it's the right thing to do is just shut up, not saying anything about that.In that case, to remain in the harmony mood.
Yeah, like at one time I was in one temple and there was controversy between the temple president and the leader.
有一次呢，我在庙里面，然后的就遇上了一个挺矛盾的一种状态。
So, somebody kept complaining. So, Prabhupada just said, you're all intelligent, and if you can't, you know, come to agreement, stop discussing and then just chant. Just chant the holy name.
然后呢，有些人呢，就开始这个有一些抱怨。然后呢，释迦牟尼佛说，如果你们要有不同的意见的话呢，你们就不应该接着争论。那你们现在就应该这个停下来，然后先只是念诵圣名。
So that's cooperating, and of course, a famous one of the last instructions Prabhupada ever gave was your love for me will be tested. You know, shown by how much you cooperate after I'm gone.
所以呢，这就是一个关于合作的例子。 那么，舒尔帕帕呢，在最后临终之际，他给奉献者的最后的训示，也就是，你们对我的爱展现在你们有多么的合作。But
we have to understand, you know, what cooperation is.
但是呢，我们必须要理解什么是合作。Sometimes
someone thinks. Cooperation means you do whatever I say. I'm your father. I'm your father.
那有的时候人们的理解对于这个合作的理解就是说你就按照我做的你只要按照我说的话去做就好了我是你爸我是你妈所以说呢我怎么说你怎么做就行了
Cooperate means to do something.
首先呢, operate这个词呢, 指的是去做一些事情。
And co means together. So it means everybody respects everyone else and listens to everybody else's ideas, and then together they decide what to do.
而在operation这个词里面,
nobody is completely perfect.
加一个 co这个词呢 也就是说是大家一起来做这件事情 就是所有的人呢 在相互理解 相互支持 相互尊重的这个情况下 去共同的做这件事情 而不是说是谁领导谁 So, Marge, the next question?
Okay.
The next question from Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. Dimbai Maharaj, 服务神像的时候会很小心, 也知道神像就是Krishna本人, 但是发现服务Krishna的代表Guru们时, 我们会更加小心, 更加会考虑到Guru们的喜好, 为何会有这样的区别? Maharaj, please accept my verbal obeisances. When we do the deity worshipping, we are very cautious. We do know that the deity is Lord Himself. But when we serve the Guru, because the Maharaj are the representatives of the Lord, so we will be even more cautious. We will consider what are the preference of the spiritual masters. So it seems that our attitude is a little bit different to the deity and also versus to the spiritual masters. Why we have such different attitudes?
That's just material nature. And everyone's an individual. We do treat different people differently.
而且呢, 我们的确是以不同的方式去对待着不同的人。
But we have to understand the spiritual master has many representatives. And we have to respect all the representatives.
但是呢，我们必须要，而且呢，我们也知道灵性导师呢是主的不同的代表，而且呢，我们要去尊重这些不同的代表们。But
because, you know, we have very much influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance, and we're still, like, you know, recovering from that. So that's why we have a lot of problems.
而且呢, 我们还是被愚昧属性和激情属性 所大量的被覆盖着，我们正在慢慢的从这个覆盖中被恢复，所以说呢，我们依然还是会遇到很多问题。
That's the basic understanding is Kali Yuga, and Kali's business is to create quarrels and arguments and conflicts. So until we are really fixed up in Krishna, we are influenced by that. We've been trained up by that our whole life.
而且卡利年代呢，它主要就是要引起纷争，引起争吵，然后呢，会有各种各样的争端。所以呢，我们正在慢慢的从这个卡利年代对我们的影响中修复。
All right, so you know all the problems is because we're not purely Krishna conscious, and it should inspire us to think we have to try harder to be really Krishna conscious.
那所以呢，真正的问题呢，就在于我们还不是非常的具有 Krishna 知觉，所以呢，我们就要利用所有的机会来让我们自己受到激励，从而让自己变得更加的具有 Krishna 知觉。
Alright.
Yeah, the next question, Radha Ananda.
Any more?
Yes, one more, last more. Radha Ananda Madhaji, Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜，亲爱的圣 Gurudeva。至尊主是灵性世界和物质世界的主人和至尊控制者，个体灵魂基瓦从外到内的被控制，也有两套系统，灵性的和物质的。灵性的灵魂归超灵管理，物质感官从粗糙到精微归多尔感女神管控，可以这样理解吗？Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Guru Maharaj. The Lord, the Supreme Lord, is the supreme controller for the material world and also the spiritual world. The jiva, the jiva has been controlled by two set of systems. One system is spiritual, the other system is material. The spiritual soul has been controlled by the super soul, and the material senses and also the gross body and the subtle body has been controlled by the goddess of Durga. Is that the right way to understand this?
Everything is controlled by the super soul, Krishna.
所有的一切都是被超灵 Krishna 所控制。
So, to be guided properly, that we read the scriptures and follow Krishna's guidance and the spiritual master. If someone is, you know, has different desires, they'll take shelter of the modes of passion, ignorance.
So,
but the super soul is the one who arranges everything and controls it.
所以呢，在恰当的指导之下呢，我们在Guru 和 Krishna 的指导之下来阅读经典，从而按照在经典中的这个训谕去从事。但是呢，还有一些人，他如果是有物质愿望的这个有物质愿望的话呢，那他就是会在这种物质愿望的这种管控下去从事活动。但是呢，所有的这一切都是超灵按照个人的这个愿望去进行安排的。
So, generally, those who worship Durga, they're in the mode of passion. They want material gain, they want riches, they want a beautiful husband or wife or something. But the super soul is the one who arranges everything for everybody.
那通常来说呢，崇拜 Durga 女神的人呢，是由于他希望得到一些物质的收获。 他比如说希望得到财富，或者是想娶到貌美的妻子，或者嫁有钱的丈夫。但是呢，所有的这一切都是由超灵来安排的。
Okay. So the soul is Krishna, how we manifest in the heart to fulfill all our desires. According to our desires, in the modes of passion, ignorance, or goodness, or transcendental, Krishna makes arrangements for us. So the yoga process is to purify our desires. So we just want to serve Krishna.
所以 Krishna 呢，他作为超灵安住在我们的心中，并且呢，他能够了解我们内心的这个愿望，然后呢，再根据我们的这个愿望呢，使我们在不同的属性的控制之下去满足这些愿望。但是呢，我们要做的事情呢，就是使我们的这个内心的这个愿望得到净化，从而呢，使得这个愿望变得就是要去为 Krishna 做服务。
Does that satisfy your question? Please read the Bhagavad Gita more. Open mind. Don't think so much. Just read it.
那么这个答案是不是能？这个答案是不是能够更加的满足？令您满意呢？但是呢，您应该更多的去阅读《薄伽梵歌》，大声的去读，而不要思考太多。
And read out loud so that you can really concentrate.
大声的去阅读呢，你就能够真正的专注了。
And best you read with somebody.
而且最好呢，是你能够和其他的人一起来阅读。
More together reading than we help each other and we get realizations from everybody.
因为呢，当我们在一起阅读的时候呢，我们就可以彼此之间相互帮助，帮助彼此得到觉悟。
Alright.
Yeah, Maharaj, there is one more question from Dalji Mataji. 明白故事的莲花族奉献者在工作不顺利时，是不是也要像潘达的兄弟一样，要玩命的工作，战胜玛雅？When the devotees are not in a very smooth situation for their jobs or for their work, is that true that they also need to follow the footsteps of the Pandava brothers and work very hard to conquer Maya?
Yeah, we have to.You know, no matter, because the material world is never a really good situation.
Because in this material world, it's never a good situation.
He will help us.
We're trying what? We're trying to work for Krishna?
We're trying to do everything for Krishna and remember Krishna. We have to try, though. We have to, you know.Try to keep good sadhana and as much as possible associate with devotees, then, you know, we can tolerate the terrible situation of being in the material world, the material body.
但是呢，如果我们要是努力着为 Krishna 而工作，然后呢，试图就是努力的想着 Krishna 的话，那我们就能够慢慢的让自己摆脱这种很艰难的处境。
Okay.
Yes.
That's, you know, the material world. And sometimes, you know, devotees have to look for a different job. They can't just quit everything. We have to tolerate our karma.And then pray to Krishna we can find a better situation.
在这个物质生活中呢，有的时候这个奉献者他可能就得祈祷着能够换一门，就是换一个更好的工作，他确实没有办法摆脱所有的这一切，因为毕竟还要维系自己的生活，而且呢也不能够完全的摆脱自己在这个卡玛中的束缚。
If we were 100% purely Krishna conscious, then we'd tolerate anything. We'd be just thinking of Krishna no matter what.
但是呢，如果我们要是真的是处于 Krishna 知觉中的话呢，那我们其实就能容忍一切，因为呢，我们无论是处在怎样的一种状态下，我们都是会想着 Krishna 的。
But you know, we have the body, we have the mind. They're not so wonderful things.Sometimes the body is full of pain and miseries and frustration. We have to tolerate it and just keep trying to serve Krishna.
但是呢，有的时候，比如说，因为我们有物质的心，有物质的躯体，有的时候呢，我们就不是处在一个非常的舒服的一个状态，而且呢，我们的这个身体会给我们一些打扰。但是呢，我们就应该去容忍我们所处在的这种不舒服的这种状态，然后努力的去想着 Krishna。
Even sometimes we're working with devotees, but, you know, because of our conditioning, I don't like this devotee. This devotee is not doing what I tell him to do, you know. Then we agitate our mind and other people also. But if we can learn to really love Krishna, then we'll love everybody. And when you love people, they'll love you back.
那就比如说有的时候其实我们不喜欢某位奉献者的做法，然后呢我们就觉得我没有办法容忍和这个奉献者一起来共事，但事实上如果我们要是真正的爱 Krishna 的话，那我们其实就能够更加的去容忍我们所处在的这种状态，然后呢以更好的这种爱心去爱奉献者，爱 Krishna。 那当我们以更好的爱心去爱的时候呢，其实反过来我们也会得到更多的爱。Marsh, can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Yeah, the question is that when we are, you know, for an initiated devotee, and when we are suffering from the physical uncomfortableness or suffering, you know, whatever the disease, is that the karmic reaction from the previous life, or, you know, how to understand that? Because we have been told that when we, at the moment we have been initiated, actually the spiritual master has already taken away the karmas. So it seems that that's not supposed to be karma, but what it is that? Please allow me to translate. Sorry, Mark, please allow me to translate. 我请教 Mark 这个问题啊，就是当我们的这个身体，因为刚才 Mark 讲到了，就是我们可能有的时候还要去面对我们的业报的这个束缚。那就比如说当我们在启迪了之后，那我们的身体如果是受到非常的难受的这种状况的打扰的时候，那这个怎么去理解呢？因为我们不是被讲到当我们在启迪的时候，灵性导师已经拿走了我们所有的这个业报嘛，那如果已经拿走我们所有的业报的话，那我们在这会儿所感受到的所有的这些病痛这些难受，那应该是以什么样的正确的方式去理解呢？ Maharaj, please.
So the body we have due to our previous karma.
那我们的这个所具有的这个躯体，它其实是由于我们之前的业报导致了我们现在所具有的这个躯体。
So we may have a body that's very weak or very strong or very ugly or very beautiful.
那所以呢，我们可能会有一个，那所以呢，就是由于我们过去的业报使得我们有一个强悍的，或者是弱的，或者是漂亮的，或者美丽的躯体。
So we can't.You know, like say you were born with only one arm.
比如说呢，你出生的时候就只有一只胳膊。
It doesn't mean when you get initiated you'll grow a new arm.
这并不意味着当你在启迪的时候呢，另外一只胳膊就长出来了。
But if we're initiated and we're following the principles, then we don't create any more new karma for the next life.
但是呢，就是当我们在起跌了之后，然后呢，我们是遵守的原则去从事活动的话，也就意味着我们就不会在这一生再去创造出更多的业报了。
The Prabhupada gave the example of a fan.
舍爸爸给了我们电扇的例子。
So if the fan is running at high speed,
如果要是这个电扇呢
now it's summer, so, you know, it's summer now, so we have many fans running, right?
Yeah. 那如果这个电扇呢，它是以非常快的这个速度转动着，在夏天的时候，我们就要用很多电扇。
So if you turn off the power, it keeps going for some time.
但是你把这个电源拔掉以后呢，这电扇它还会转动一段时间。
But it's slowing down gradually. But right at first, it doesn't look like it's stopping at all. It looks the same.
But 这个电扇它慢慢的就会停下来。可是，在最一开始的时候呢，这电扇好像看着就没有要停的意思。
So that's what happens. We unplug the input, but still something from the past is still there.
所以呢，这就是所发生的这件事情，就是我们虽然把这个电源给拔掉了，但是呢，它依然还是在有一些事情在驱动着发生。
That's why we're always telling devotees, you know, to read the books because otherwise they just hear a few things that sometimes they have this false idea that if you get initiated, then you're never going to get sick again or you know, never have another problem in your life.You might have much more problems because Krishna is going to test you.
所以呢，也就是为什么读书是非常重要的，因为有的时候奉献者就会有这样的错误的概念，就是说，因为在启迪的时候，听说是guru把我们所有的这些业报拿走了，那也就意味着之后我们不会再有任何的问题了，我们不会生病了。但其实不是这样的，事实上呢，可能我们在启迪之后可能会面临着更大的问题，因为 Krishna 也会考验我们。
But you can rise above the pains and pleasures of the material world and not really suffer so much. Suffering is a state of mind. The pains and pleasures and problems are just the nature of the material world. How we deal with them, that is our choice.
但是呢，但是我们可以逾越它，因为在这个物质世界，它的本性就是会充满了痛苦。你本来就是要受各种各样的苦，但是呢，我们如何去面对这样的痛苦，这就是我们可以做出选择了。
All right.
Yes, Maharaj.
So it's mixed. A devotee thinks, you know, like that.I deserve to be suffer much more, but Krishna has reduced it by his causeless mercy.
那奉献者呢，他会认为其实我本来是应该受更多苦的，但是呢，在 Krishna 的仁慈之下呢，他把我的苦给减轻了很多。
Hare Krishna.
In the case of a totally really pure devotee.You know, it may not be karma, then it's just Krishna's arrangement.
那么，对于那些就是真正的纯粹的奉献者，在他们身上所显现的这些事情呢，其实跟 karma 就没有任何的关系了，不过是 Krishna 的安排。
Like Srila Prabhupada, he said he never was healthy. Since he came on the ship to America, he was almost died, and he was always something, he said, always something was wrong.But he didn't show it very much. He just blissfully served Krishna.
那就比如说像舍尔帕帕，他自从到了美国之后呢，他说他的身体就没好过，他的身体总是在受到这样或那样的折磨。但是呢，他并没有把这件事情给做成一个大动干戈的事情来把它讲出来，他只是一心一意的去服务 Krishna 就好了。
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj.
我可以接着这个问题我再问一下吗？就如果奉献者不管是一次启迪还是二次启迪之后，他的身体呢，就像刚才马哈拉什说的，不是说就说所有的病痛都没有了，而是可能有一些病症反而加重了，或者是以前的这种病症又显现出来了。有的奉献者就觉得这种呢是一种更大的一种净化的方式，就是因为启迪了，所以把之前的这些业报反应都得到的进一步的净化了，反映出来了，这样理解是对的吗？
Satyamaj is a continuous question is that some of the devotees, their understanding that after the initiation, their health situation is getting more worse. Actually, some of the older issues got manifested. So their understanding for this is that this actually is for them to be purified. Is that the right way to understand it?
Yeah, sometimes it's just, we become more aware of what's going on in the world. Seems like, before we were in ignorance, we didn't really notice.
因为呢，有的时候他就展现出，
when you wake up,
you know. 因为呢，这其实就好像展现出我们现在是处在一个对这个世界现在所处在这个状态更加觉知的更加醒觉的一种状态，因为之前呢我们是处在愚昧无知的一种状态，所以根本就不知道到底都发生了什么。
It's like sometimes a person is drunk.
比如说有的时候对一个酒醉的人，
And they may fall down, they may hurt themselves quite badly, but they just fall unconscious and they don't even know that they're hurt.
那就因为他喝醉了，所以呢他摔倒了以后呢他就摔晕了过去，他根本就不知道自己摔伤了。
You're in ignorance.
所以呢他是处在愚昧的状态。
When they wake up, they realize, oh my God, I broke my leg or I have a terrible bruise, So when we come to higher consciousness,We start to realize more and more. Krishna shows us the nature of the mature world much more.
可是呢，当他醒过来以后呢，他就发现，哎呀，我的这个胳膊摔断了，手摔伤了，然后浑身都是摔青。那也就意味着，当他醒过来的时候呢，他就能够觉知到更多。那么，所以呢，这个，当我们更加具有 Krishna 知觉的时候呢， Krishna 他其实是在向我们更多的展示这个物质世界它处在的本来的面目是什么样的。
Like when I was first in the movement, a lot of the devotees that joined, they were eating meat.
比如说呢，当我刚开始加入这知觉的时候，这个运动的时候呢，有很多的加入的奉献者他们都在吃肉。
And when they stopped eating meat, after a while they would get sick.
然后呢他们停止吃肉了一段时间之后呢他们就开始生病了。
Now that's because the meat is so full of poison and toxic things, and when you stop eating it, they come out, they've been kind of
那就是说因为这个肉它其实是有里面是有毒素的，而且呢它也会让你这个沉醉其中，但是等你停止吃它的时候呢它就会给你产生一些好转反应。
So some would understand that, others would think, oh, I got to eat meat, I'm getting sick. But if they just...wait for a week or so and all that poison comes out, then they'll be much more healthy. So when we give up our, when we really get serious about Krishna consciousness, Maya tests us in many ways as agent of Krishna.
所以呢，有的人呢，他就理解到了这一点，他就觉得他应该 这个放弃吃肉。但是有的人呢，他就觉得我不健康了，所以呢我就必须得再接着吃回肉。可是如果要是那些他能够忍住的人，他把这段时间跟人过了之后，就他身体的这个毒素被清掉了之后呢，他就会变得更加的健康了。所以呢这个就是 Krishna 他其实他是会给我们一个清理的一个过程，然后呢他会就是来给我们各种各样的试炼，然后呢让我们得到净化。
All right.
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj. So, that's all of the questions for today.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I left Zhangzhou, I left one thing there, and I keep meaning to ask, is it in a little...MP3 player, a red one?
Yeah, Radha Nandamaji said that she actually kept everything for you. She kept it.
Yeah, I wondered if they could send that to me.
Oh, okay.
Can I give the address?
Yeah.
The postal service is working, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Some things are still working. International postage is working.
Yeah. You know, the courier delivery business is very developed here. Yeah, please give me the address
Okay, international flights. I don't need to close or anything, but the little player, if there's any, there was a charger, an adapter to go with it.
Okay.Okay.
Convenient thing to have.
Okay.
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 So,
yeah.
Xie xie, everybody. Thank you very, very much.
非常非常感谢大家。
How do you say xie xie very, very much?
非常感谢。非常感谢。
Can't find the written version. So, yo, rong, yam, gui, yu, ju, we, fong, de, fong, shan, j. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.Rama Hare Hare. Gauranga. Thank you very much. We'll see you Wednesday. Tuesday.
Yes.
Changing to Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you, Mark.
Because we started making GBC meetings every second Tuesday. So.
Okay. All right. So, Mark, Mark 晚上的讲课是挪到了星期二的是吧？妈妈说星期二晚上再和大家见。
对对，是的是的。
So, March, we end this class?
嗯，锅已经下线了，结束了。
哦，快，好吧。外坤的知音服务员聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常的感谢咖啡山人妈妈为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心解答。谢谢大家的好问题，祝大家在Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五，深深的顶拜大家，Hare Krishna。